Well, that stunk. No other way to put that. That was terrible yesterday.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Not to say you couldn't see it coming. I feel like we could see it coming. But you knew the result almost the moment the ball was kicked. The Patriots took a penalty on a 4th-and-3 instead of going for it on their opening drive. And from there, you knew the game was never in doubt. I feel like for the second week in a row, Keith, it's exactly the same. The final score, 30-13, the game was a much bigger blowout than that. Mm-hmm. And that was like the Jets the week before. This is two straight weeks of non-competitive, unwatchable football.
Yeah, you know that the roster's bad, but you also know that now the coaching is bad as well. Like, it just seems like the philosophy or the game plan. Our guy Jeremy Springer, special teams coordinator, was on with us last Friday. His unit crushed.
He had a good day.
Offense, defense, not so much. And I'm with you. You go back to the very first possession, and Greg Olsen was all over this in the broadcast. But going into San Francisco, even though McCaffrey's not playing and it might not be as high scoring a team as they've been, you're not going to win with field goals. You need to be aggressive. You're the freaking Patriots. You're 10.5-point underdogs on the road. And it's 3rd-and-3, and you run a pass on the San Francisco 41. Rather than running it, they'd already picked up a couple of first downs.
Yeah,
lest we not forget, Jones. They'd already picked up a couple of first downs. So 3rd-and-3, they throw a pass. They don't get it. 4th-and-3, they do the let's try to draw them off. I don't want to see the let's try to draw them off anymore.
That it worked. Did it work week one against the Bengals? It worked early in the year.
So now it's like we're going to do this all the time. Like, hey guys, let's do some motion. We never do motion, but let's do motion now. This will throw them off the scent.
They must have tried that hard count.
Hut. Like, they're like, come on, dude.
They must have tried that 3 or 4 times yesterday. The Niners did it. They were so far away from falling for it. Olsen on the broadcast is like, yeah, I don't think they're going to
They're not going to run a play here. Like, it was so clear.
It was just like, that's your creativity. That's the level of creativity this team has. Oh, we can't get first downs on our own. Like, we can't possibly pick those up.
Automatic delay a game punt.
Let's work on a hard count to get the opponent to jump offside because we know Jacoby Brissett and this offense can't get a first down on their own.
It felt like the chances to win or pull an upset were on the shoe of Bryce Behringer. You just like punted it away. You're like, all right, we're good here. Because that was a pretty good drive. That was a pretty impressive drive.
It was a great drive.
They started on their own 30. They picked up a few third downs along the way and got all the way. But they got into San Francisco territory on the 41. And, yeah, that one, I'd like to know, is that where Mayo and Van Pelt have that communication ahead of time where they're like, hey, it's not 4-down territory? Because I wonder if Van Pelt knew for sure that it was. Or I'm sorry, that it wasn't. Would he just run the ball there? Now, this is early in the game, and it ended up being a blowout. And like the Jets game, the score isn't really indicative of how that game played out. So maybe we're harping on the wrong thing. But that was when the game was still early. It was still fresh, just a few minutes into the game. And that was really, really frustrating. That was a bad play call by Van Pelt, a bad decision by Jerod Mayo. And I think that's sort of I don't know, just one of many examples where the coaching has also gotten in the way of the bad talent.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. So there's a lot to get to on the show here today. It's Patriots Monday. We're going to talk to Hunter Henry. We're going to talk to Devon Godchow. We're going to get to what happened. Take you through week 4 of the NFL. Quite a bit happened. Mm-hmm. We'll get you some Mayo reaction in misleading. Spoiler alert, they're sticking with Jacoby Brissett. So we'll get to some takeaways we had from that coming up. Just looking at my notes, you touched on it, Keith, the first drive. Why didn't they go for it there? That was a problem I have that we'll get to.
Uh-huh.
Ramondre Stevenson, 4 fumbles in 4 games. How concerning is that? Injuries piling up. David Andrews leaves the game. Kyle Duggar leaves the game. Caden Wallace leaves the game. So can they overcome any of those? Probably not.
No.
Jacoby Brissett throws a pick 6. How much of it is on him? How much of it is on Alex Van Pelt for their struggles? Never mind the hard count thing that we just referenced. So a lot we can pick our way through with this game. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. You touched on that opening drive, and I think I called it a great drive earlier. It's probably too strong. 9 plays, 24 yards.
Well, for grading on a curve, for them it was.
But they're picking up first downs.
Yes,
they're moving the ball. And you're in San Fran territory. You're at the 41. It's 4th-and-3. You try to hard count. You throw it on third down, as you suggested. And then you punt. And it felt like you lost the game right there. Because the Niners go 15 plays, 90 yards, 22-yard field goal. You're actually lucky you hold them.
Yeah.
Next play, Patriots are on offense. Stevenson fumble, 4th-and-4 games. which I got a bunch of tweets about this. If Bill were still here, would ball security be an issue? We can debate that. San Francisco gets the ball back. Five plays, 22 yards, another Moody field goal. You're still lucky they haven't put it in the end zone
yet. So at that point, the defense is bailing you out. The defense is keeping you in the game. They're actually playing well. I had a lot of doubts about the defense after the Jets game because they weren't tackling anybody and they gave up, not a ton of points, but they gave up points and yards. They at least started the game well, right? They at least, yeah. It was the special teams and the defense was trying to like give the offense a chance in this one, but they wouldn't take it.
Okay, so after that field goal, Patriots get the ball back. On third down, Jacoby Brissett, pick six.
Oof.
Fred Warner threw the defense, 45 yards. Pats go 11 plays.
I'm not sure how he missed them too, and I'm not trying to be like, I'm the armchair quarterback. Like I
missed Pop Douglas, you mean?
Miss Fred Warner.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. Well, Pop Douglas is wide open on that play, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, he missed a lot of guys. So that's it. That's the thing. Circling back to Jacoby Brissett for a second, he had gone the first three games with no turnovers.
Yep.
And you're like, all right, that's sort of the silver lining, right? Like, hey, don't turn it over. Offense or, just get a few points. Defense plays lights out and you win that way without making mistakes. Let the other teams make mistakes. Well, he was going to eventually throw a pick or drop a fumble or whatever else it was, and then what's your room for error? Then what are you going to do? And we say this all the time, like, nice guy. Jacoby Brissett will be on the afternoon show. He's doing everything I think that he can physically and probably even mentally. He's probably the worst starting quarterback in the NFL right now.
Yeah,
he is horrible, and he doesn't have a lot of going for him.
Nope.
Like, I will say this every time. The offensive line started bad, and with all the injuries, has only gotten worse. The play caller, not the best. The running back fumbles all the time.
Yep.
And the receivers, I don't know if they're good or not. Now, part of that's on Brissett. Either they don't get open and Brissett eats the ball, or Brissett doesn't make that decision quick enough and those guys are running free for a split second, but the ball's not out.
I'm going to tell you, he had plenty of time on that interception.
Yeah,
he had three-plus seconds. Pop Douglas is wide open, and he throws it to Fred Warner. 45 yards, touchdown. So now it's, 13-0. They go 11 plays, 50 yards. They do go for it on fourth down.
How about this?
Stevenson stuffed. Oh. Least imaginative play call you could possibly
horrible
have.
Horrible play call, but glad they at least went for it.
Totally happy they went for it, but we can debate the play call. That was a fourth and one at the San Fran 20. They go 10 plays, 80 yards. Kittle jumps over three guys
that
and pulls
was another
it down
one
in the end zone.
Going back to the run stuff that Greg Olsen was all over. Greg Olsen did a good job yesterday. But
well, I liked everything he did except when he was crying about the hold on Kittle. He's like, that's not a hold on Kittle. I'm like, that's a hold. He grabbed his jersey. Of course, it's a hold.
Yeah. I mean,
I get what he's saying.
But
he's
they also
like,
got way too flag happy. So
yeah,
I was like, enough of the. Well, all the flags
but
are
like,
bad.
I largely thought Olsen was good too. Crying about that bothered me. But you're on this play call, you're totally right. They
he's
were
talking about
too
the
vanilla.
But he's also talking about not only was it too vanilla, but he's like, you bring in the extra tackle and then you run towards like the tight end wideout.
Yep.
Like, what are you doing over there? And eventually, Stevenson kind of shifted back because that got so blown up over on the left side that he tried to jump back to the right. Caden Wallace got pancaked. I don't know if that was that the play he got hurt, maybe?
Probably.
And then he just goes down and gets stuffed, and you're like, there was nothing there. Although, the one touchdown that they had, now it was gift-wrapped to him because of special teams. Jeremy Springer's got these guys
Oh, the Patriots,
up.
Yeah.
So the one that...
Yeah, they
the
actually
one
decided to kick it into the return zone as opposed to just boot it through the end zone, and what do you know, a turnover.
Sweet rewards. sweet rewards. And
I like to think we should take credit for that. We asked him about that on Friday. Yeah. We're like, are you ever going to kick to the other team try to gain an advantage?
No, we are.
He's like, Gerard, I talked to Jones and Keefe on WEI.
Tip of the cap to these guys.
I think we should kick it to them and see if they fumble it.
Part of the coordinator series every Friday, Friday.
Yeah.
And so, they do that. They get the ball short field and they score. But you know what it was is San Francisco thought Van Pelt was such a bad play caller that they sold out so much on that play action. They were like, he doesn't even know how to do play action down here. They're like, just go after him. And then Austin Hooper's wide open for a score. But again, it was a short field. If the Patriots had to, it was proven out yesterday. If they had to drive more than 50 yards, any chance they score a touchdown yesterday?
No.
Like, they needed that short field.
Oh,
and oh, by the
sure.
way, BT Dubs, the San Francisco defense isn't great.
No.
Like, they have injuries on their own right, and, you saw what they allowed the previous couple of weeks. It's not a world-beater defense, and that's why the first series of the game was so big, because you're like, they are moving it. They're getting some confidence. Oh, let's try to draw them off and punt.
Not going to happen.
So bad.
So they moved the ball. They couldn't cash in. After the Kittle touchdown, it's 20-0. They get a 63-yard field goal from Joey Sly. They get the Guarendo fumble you just talked about. Hooper cashes it in on a friggin' fourth down. So they needed four downs even when they got a short field, but they did cash in. It's 20-10. And if you weren't watching the game, maybe you'd think they had some momentum and it was close. But it wasn't.
No.
You know, all that happens is Purdy drops back. He hucks it 53 yards to Debo. They score a couple of plays later.
How
Jordan
many 20-plus yard plays did they have?
Anytime they wanted
Non-stop.
To. Anytime they wanted to. He could just drop back and throw it 50 yards to Debo or Ayuk or Juwan Jennings. They did it all day long. The game was never close. It was non-competitive.